Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you open up to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17? It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, this beautiful long weekend. Spend time in His presence. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 4 to 10, read, "And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And the spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried out unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine? And ye servants of Saul, choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." It's an incredible piece of history, an incredible story. The story of David and Goliath. It's a well-known piece of Christian history, and it's known too by those that do not claim Christ. There went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines. And there he stood, and there he cried out, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. There was a young boy on his way to the battlefield. Many of us are familiar with the story. There's a young man on the way to the battlefield. This young boy was sent by his father carrying supplies to the front lines. His brothers. This young boy sent to see how his brothers fared, to bring back report to the father. This young boy, he wasn't sent to fight. He wasn't sent to kill. He wasn't sent to conquer or to overcome. He wasn't sent to become a champion. A shepherd boy carrying supply. Verses 20 to 24 read, "And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid." Champions arise to defy the armies of Israel. Champions arise to send us running. They arise calling for a man or calling for a woman to step out. Champions arise to challenge the individual, We all face champions. Every single one of us, we face champions in our walk with the Lord as He endeavors to move us forward in our calling, in our ministry, in holiness, in purity and righteousness, in understanding. We all face champions. It may be that we had no intention of fighting. It may be that we were simply sent carrying supplies. It may be that we are young and inexperienced in battle. All we know is the pasture. All we know is sheep. But let us know this. God prepares us for where He sends us. Wherever He sends us in life, in this journey, God prepares us for where He sends us. And we need to rest in that, and we need to find assurance in that, and boldness and confidence, that faith would arise, that no matter what lies ahead, what lies before us, as we gain ground for the kingdom and gain ground for our families and for our marriages and for our lives as those living to honor the great King. No matter what we face, God prepares us for where He sends us. They were all stricken with fear. And David speaks up, verse 26, "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Maybe David didn't get it. Maybe David didn't understand. I mean, this man was not only a man, but a giant. And this giant was not only a giant, but a champion. Verses 28 to 31. "And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him." You know, people say a lot of things when one shows heart. People say a lot of things, they make a lot of comments, a lot of judgments, when one shows heart. When one rises up, when one mans up, when one speaks up, "How dare this uncircumcised Philistine defy the armies of the living God?" People say a lot of things. Sometimes even those closest to us. Sometimes even a brother. "I know your pride. I know the naughtiness of your heart. I know why you've really come." David cries out, "What have I done? Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause?" People say a lot of things when one shows heart, when someone rises up with a righteous anger towards a champion that would dare defy the armies of the Lord. People say a lot of things. People say a lot of things when someone rises up speaking against the champion that would send the entire army of the Lord running. A champion that would send everyone off in fear. That would hold the army of the Lord back. A champion that wants to set the rules and dictate how things are going to play out. People say a lot of things when one shows heart. When someone mans up. verses 31 to 37. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." And David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And we know the story, and if we don't, Saul then clothes David, arms David with his personal armor. And David wouldn't have it. He wasn't familiar with this armor. He hadn't been trained in it. He hadn't proven it. You know what the Lord wants us to understand this morning and is saying to us? Fight with what you've proven. Fight with what you've proven. Don't let someone give you another means or talk you into some other form of defense or offense. Even if they mean well, even if what they offer appears stronger in the natural, it doesn't fit and it isn't proven. You haven't been trained in that garb. Fight with what you've proven. And know this, that the Lord has prepared you for where he sent you. I think sometimes we really don't believe that. The Lord sends us somewhere, and we question whether he's prepared us for the fight. Whether he's really got us ready, whether or not he's done his job, and whether or not he's come with us and traveled with us. And is he really standing with me? The Lord has prepared you for where he sent you. Verses 39 to 40. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off of him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Draw near to the Philistine. Draw near to the champion, this mighty man of war. When everyone else has pulled away, when everyone else is off running, when everyone else is keeping their distance, we need a David. We need Davids. Those who would rise up when everyone else is off running, when everyone else is at a standstill, when everyone else is cowering for fear, when no one else would stand up and rise up and champion the cause. We need a David. I believe we need to step up and step out and challenge these champions. We need to take what God has given us, what is proven, and rise with a holy boldness, knowing the truth that the Lord that delivered us out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver us out of the hand of the Philistine. Do we believe that this morning, that the victories of the past, our God is still faithful, he's still able, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, no matter what we're facing? You say, "Well, this is a giant. That was just a lion. That was just a bear. There's a whole army behind them." God has prepared you. for where he's sending you. We might like it to get easier. Lion, a bear. Pick some other animal. Much smaller. But God has prepared us for where he's sending us. And he's with us. Maybe you're saying this morning, hey, I'm just a shepherd boy. But hold on. I just came here carrying lunch. Hey, all I got is a sling. All I know is the pasture and a few sheep. Verses 41 and on. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. For he was but a youth and ruddy and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. God cares about his name. He cares about his people. He cares about his kingdom. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. I mean, a holy boldness rose up in this man. Faith and utterance and unction and power from on high. It was a holy fire burning inside of him. He was declaring what was to be, speaking prophetically. This will happen. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. I love that he ran toward the army to meet him. And David put his hand in the bag, and he took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine. And slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. We all face champions. They come out and they stand defying the armies of the Lord. They rise to send us running. They rise calling for a man, for a woman. Calling for one to step out. They come claiming many victories, knowing many victories and owning many victories. See, the truth is this morning, you don't get the title champion because of self-claim. Goliath obviously had overcome a lot of people, but not David. He's a champion, and we accept it. Stand still for fear or head off running. When we should be heading down to the river, the presence of God, the river of the Lord, to collect five smooth stones and not for our name, but for the honor of His, declare who this day dare defy the Lord. You see, we are ready. God has prepared us for where He sent us. We are ready and able with God in us and on us and working through us. We look at this, it's just a shepherd boy standing in front of the army of Israel, the entire army, in front of the king. This young shepherd boy standing there in front of him, this great champion, and his army backing him. A shepherd boy anointed and set apart in the pasture, tending sheep. He was trained there. He was equipped there, and now he's sent to the battlefield. God would use one zealous for the kingdom boy to silence the champion that halted an entire army. You see, David's availability not only took out a champion, but dealt with an entire army. See, God has equipped us, but are we available? God has trained us and prepared us, but are we available? He's given us the ability, but are we available? If God comes knocking on your door, are you available? If He comes calling us to rise and go, are we available? Do we have time for the Lord? Will we, in the manner of David, head to the battlefield, knowing who our God is and remembering our God? He's prepared us for where He sends us. Verses 49 to 51. David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine. What a day of victory. He took his sword and drew it out of its sheath thereof and slew him and cut his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. There lies the corpse. Then we lift the champion's very own sword and cut off his head. The voice, the declaration, the taunt of this champion silenced forever. God wants to make a champion out of every one of us. God wants to use us mightily in the kingdom. He wants to use us outside the walls of this place. He wants to use us in our homes, in our clans. God wants to use us in the education system, the political realm, the place of business. God wants to use us. God wants to use us in this generation, this time in history, to bring down champions. He wants to make a champion out of every one of us. We must remember humility. We must remember humility. Though some would say, I know your pride. We know we're right before God. We must remember humility, surrender, willingness, availability, the preparation of the Lord. Remember how He has prepared us and moved us forward and brought us. We must remember the means of battle He has trained us in. We must remember that this is His battle and that every victory is His. See, God worked ability into this young man, and his availability brought him and bought him a ticket to the front line. And then God put even more on his ability. This is an incredible, incredible account. God wants to make a champion out of you this morning. Do you believe that? One boy's heart for the king and his kingdom set an entire army free. Set an entire army running and set an entire army free. Set them shouting and got them back on the battlefield and put the fight back in them, back in the Lord's army. And David didn't turn around when it was all said and done and say, "See, I told you. You questioned me. You thought I had pride. You questioned my heart and my motive. You thought it was impossible, even the king." David celebrated with everyone else. Sometimes people are going to say things when we rise up, when we champion the cause. When we listen to the Lord and step out to take down a champion. In our own family, sometimes people will say things. And that's all right. And when the breakthrough comes, we let him stand with us. I want to ask this morning, are you facing a champion today? Defying the army of the Lord, or perhaps defying your family? Defying your marriage? Your business? Your health? A champion defying your ability in God? Your ministry, your calling, your future? The church? Your church? The kingdom, the king, a champion has risen up defying truth, proper doctrine. It could be mental health. That could be the giant this morning. It could be anxiety. It's plagued you for years. It could be fear, addiction. Champions arise to stop us in our tracks, to keep us from advancing. Champions come. Let's have the worship team return this morning. You know, the giant could be of our own doing. The giant could be pride. The giant could be reluctance. The giant could be let down. Whether we've been hurt in the past, and therefore we cannot advance. And there that giant stands defying the living God and defying you. And crippling your future. Maybe it is pride. And that giant is won out many times. But God will prepare you to take down that giant. It could be addiction. You've been fighting with it for years, maybe months, maybe decades. And it's won out. Time and time again. You got to believe that God prepares you to take down that giant. And God is with you. Don't just say, "Well, I got to live with this giant in the land all the rest of my days." We'll just pitch our tents here and live with this giant for the rest of our days. You got to rise up like David. The Lord that has delivered me in the past will deliver me now. He's with me. Have we forgotten our God? You see, some trust in chariots and horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God. And He is well able to turn any situation around. He's well able to help us. He's prepared us. I believe there are some here this morning that are questioning whether they've been prepared or not. And really what we're doing in that moment is questioning the Lord. Because the Lord is faithful. And if we've been humble and surrendered and broken before Him, God has prepared us for where we are right now. God has prepared us for where He has sent us, and He will prepare us for where He will send us until that great day that we meet Him face to face. We have to believe that. Sometimes the opponent might be easier than the last, and sometimes might be a lot harder. But if God is for us, who can stand against us? Maybe you didn't plan on fighting. You just didn't realize that was the very reason you were sent. See, David wasn't really sent to carry supply, although he did that. He was faithful in that. David wasn't really sent to bring word back to his father. But how his brothers fared, but he was faithful to go and complete the task. David was sent to bring down a champion. If someone is trying to put unproven armor on you, an unproven defense and offense, just cast it off today. I want to encourage us all, don't run. Let's head down to the river and collect our 5 smooth stones. You know, it may take more than one stone. There's many thoughts as to why he had 5. We're not really let in on why exactly that is. If I was going up against a giant, I might take 5, not 1. It might take more than 1, but God's got your sling. You're a champion, you just may not know it yet. You're sitting here this morning, you're a champion, you just don't know it yet. You're a champion for the kingdom and for the king, you just don't know it yet. You think David knew he was about to be a champion for God? He stepped out in faith. We don't read that God came with some prophetic declaration that you are guaranteed 100%. I got your back. This giant's coming down. He stepped out. He knew who his God was. Some this morning, we need to step out. Let's stand. We've touched on a lot of things with regards to this beautiful piece of history. We're just going to lift up this course this morning. If you need prayer, the altar's open. If you're facing a champion this morning, you're saying it's time, would you come forward? We'd love to pray with you. I believe things are going to break in this place this morning. It's going to be freedom and victory. There's freedom in the presence of the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's liberty. A champion that has stood before you for a week or for a month, for a year, for a decade, whatever it is. It could be your pride this morning holding you back from truly following the Lord. Would you just say, enough is enough. God has prepared me to take down my own pride. God knows how to break the heart and soften the heart. If it's sickness this morning and that champion has risen against you, would you trust in your God? Not trust in any other report. Trust in your God. We're going to open up the altar this morning. Please come. Let's bless our Lord and sing these beautiful words.